In 2006, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health released its first ever comprehensive report on the health status of Native Americans, which included perinatal outcomes. Today, we are presenting findings from our follow-up study of Native American births. In this study, we used mothers' ancestry, which we refer to as ethnicity often, in addition to mothers' race to ascertain Native American births. Ancestry and race are self-reported at the time of delivery. In the past, only race was used to determine Native American births. We found that by using ancestry in addition to race, we more than doubled the number of Native American births. We also found that while some mothers used race only and others used ancestry only, there was a large group who used both race and ancestry to indicate that they were Native American. We examined birth outcomes for these three groups and for all Native American births in Massachusetts, and compared them with white non-Hispanic births. We also, for the first time, examined tribal groupings. And I use the word groupings because some of the literals that women wrote in were tribes, some were language families, so called it tribal grouping. This is the topics we'll be going over today, give you a little background and some of the demographics, and describe this study. The current study represents a more in-depth examination of Native American births, in which we look at the undercount of Native American births in Massachusetts, and we also look, as I said, at tribal groupings. Massachusetts has a relatively small Native American population when compared with other states. Native Americans make up less than 1% of Massachusetts state's population. And accordingly, Massachusetts has a small number of Native American births each year. The average, according to the NCHS, was 146 births per year during our study period, 99 to 05. By the way, we also have included Alaska Native in with American Indian, Native American. There were about 20 Alaska Native births during the period. This figure shows the distribution of race according to the Census 2000 in Massachusetts in the U.S. The chart shows for the U.S. about alone, this is the Native American alone and not in combination, we're about 1.5% of the population. And in Massachusetts, less than 1%, 0.2% were Native American. Massachusetts tends to have, it's much more likely to have Native Americans in two or more race combinations than in the United States. In Massachusetts, 3 out of 5 Native Americans are in combination groups. These are the differing counts of Native American population in Massachusetts. They're jumping in. The lowest, the limit, the minimum would be what the Census 2000 called the race alone category. And the maximum is what the Census called race and in combination. And the latest check I did for 2006, the population had increased to about 41,000 Native Americans. When we look at the age distribution of Native Americans, we see that they are much younger. 75% of the Native Americans in Massachusetts are under 45 years of age. And at the other end, we see that the oldest people in the Native American community, only about half as many as the Massachusetts population in general. And in looking at women, we see an even younger profile. 74% of Massachusetts Native American women are under the age of 45, whereas 59% of Massachusetts as a whole. When we look at economic indicators, you're going to see the same, I'm going to be saying the same thing in different words over and over. In Massachusetts, Native Americans are poorer than Massachusetts residents overall. Per capita income is about 40% below, and then the household income, too, is about 40% lower than that of the rest of the population. The socioeconomic indicators, too, are worse. Native Americans have poorer educational attainment. They have about twice as many people living in poverty, and home ownership is only about 40% the rate of Massachusetts as a whole. The study design. This was an administrative study in the sense that we were looking at birth records from the Registry of Vital Statistics and Records. So we ask, how many Native American births are there in Massachusetts each year when you consider ethnicity in addition to race? Do the birth outcomes vary depending upon whether mothers specified by race alone, ethnicity alone, or both? And the third, does tribal affiliation impact Native American birth outcomes in Massachusetts? Those are the questions. We don't necessarily have the answers. Our data, as I said, are from the Registry of Vital Records and Statistics, and we needed to aggregate 7 years in order to get a large enough sample to have meaningful comparisons. And as I mentioned, there are three ways in which mothers can indicate that they are Native American. The first, we call these NADMs. I'm not crazy about acronyms, but NADM. I checked on the internet to see if anybody had used that, like some chemical company or something, and it turns out the only use was never a dull moment. So I thought that would be okay. So by race alone, mothers can specify in response to the race question, which appears first. Okay? And then by ethnicity alone, in which there are many, and this is the opportunity which Native American mothers are asked to give their tribal affiliation. Or they can do both, which some, you'll see, mothers did. And before exclusions, we had over 2,000 Native American births. We excluded, first of all, misclassifications. For example, in this 7-year period, there were 127 mothers who specified American Indian as their race, and then when we looked at their place of birth, it was India. So we excluded those persons. And we excluded twins or higher order births, multiples, so that we were dealing with singletons, and we excluded the very, very small infants. Okay. Our statistical methods for comparisons of greater than 100, we assume for confidence intervals the binomial distribution, and for fewer than 100, the Poisson distribution. And we did t-test for examining mean age and mean birth weight.
Thank you. Now let's look at some results. Of the 1857 births in a study, we found that 11% were by race only. More than half, 53%, were by ethnicity only, and 36% were by both race ethnicity. Now in this section, I'm going to be showing a series of graphs comparing mothers' characteristics and birth outcomes of all Native American mothers, shown here at the striped bar, and each of the individual Native American group compared with white and Hispanics. And here the eyes shown in red represent the confidence intervals. So as you might know, the width of the confidence intervals reflects the stability of the indicator. And if the confidence intervals of the rates being examined do not overlap, it is said to be a statistically significant difference. So for example, here we show mean age, and we can see that mean age for all Native American groups was lower than that of white and Hispanics. Here we present the proportion of teen births mothers. And as you see, the proportion of teen births mothers was 2 to 3 times higher than white and Hispanics for all groups of Native Americans. The proportion of mothers who were unmarried at the time of delivery was higher for all groups when compared to white and Hispanics. It was more than double. Here we present the proportion of low-educated mothers, and here we define low education as mother over the age of 20 with less than a high school education. And as you can see, it is higher for all groups, ranging from 9.5% to 17.2%, compared with only 3.3% for white and Hispanic mothers. Mean birth weight was also lower for all groups when compared to white and Hispanic mothers. The proportion of low birth weight infants was only higher for the all Native American group combined, but not for the individual groups. Smoking during pregnancy was higher for all groups except for the race-only category. breastfeeding was also lower for all groups except for the race-only category when compared with white non-Hispanics. When we examined C-section rates, we saw no significant differences compared with white non-Hispanics. Adequate prenatal care is based on the Kalachuk Index, which takes into account the time of initiation and the number of visits, but doesn't account for quality. And as we can see here, all groups had lower adequate prenatal care when compared to white non-Hispanics. Similarly, the proportion of mothers who had no prenatal care was higher for all groups. It was more than double that of white non-Hispanics. Also, information on the source of payment for prenatal care will give us some indication of the mother's socioeconomic status. And here we're presenting public funding for prenatal care, which includes Medicaid, Healthy Start, free care, and other government sources. And as you can see, all groups have much higher public funding for prenatal care than white non-Hispanics. This was more than double.
As I said earlier, we did a first research on tribal groupings using the administrative data. As seen earlier, mothers who answered Native American, American Indian, were asked to write in their tribe or affiliation. And we took these write-ins and grouped them into 22 unique tribal groupings. And as I said, groupings, because it includes language families and different types of things. And also, you see an example here of where there were many spellings of one group, which makes sense since it's their spoken language. Analysis was done on the first tribe mentioned, and it turns out that 75% of our study group had listed their tribes. Here is a list, just take a look, I'm not going to read this, but of the final tribal groupings from the birth certificate in Massachusetts. The five largest tribal groupings were Cherokee, Blackfoot, Wampanoag, Mi'kmaq, and Iroquois. For this study, we concentrated, for this presentation, we concentrated on three groupings, the three top in terms of numbers, Cherokee, Blackfoot, and Wampanoag, and compared them with white non-Hispanics. The outcomes for the tribal groupings were consistent with the findings for Native American overall. Mothers were younger, less educated, and less likely to be married than white non-Hispanics. Again, looking at the three tribal groupings compared with white non-Hispanics, the groups had lower mean birth weights, a lower percentage of breastfeeding, and a higher percentage of smoking during pregnancy than in white non-Hispanics. The three tribal groupings had a lower level of adequate prenatal care, a higher proportion of no prenatal care, and a higher proportion of public funding for prenatal care payment.
So in summary, using ethnicity in addition to race leads to a better ascertainment of Native American births in Massachusetts. In this particular study, we double our sample size by doing so. Native Americans' mother overall had a higher prevalence of many characteristics that may impact birth outcomes, such as being younger, being unmarried, having less than a high school education, smoking during pregnancy. They also have poorer birth outcomes, low birth weight infants, they have lower rates of breastfeeding and lower rates of adequate prenatal care. When we examined subgroups of Native Americans, we found that they too fare worse than white non-Hispanics. And there might be more significant differences within subgroups than the ones we found, mainly because of small numbers, and we need to study this more in detail in the future. Based on our findings, race, ethnicity, and tribe affiliation must be collected and examined routinely. More research is needed to generate and test hypotheses about the differences within subgroups of Native Americans, and we believe more research must be targeted to address the health disparities of Native American mothers and infants. and we need to work together with Native American groups in research as well as on the design and implementation of programs. Thank you.